Welcome to the program. I'm your host, Neil Howard. Going to be speaking with returning guest, Dr. Mike Klayman, co-founder and CEO of Flexion Therapeutics. He is returning to talk about their FDA-approved drug, Zilretta. Thanks for coming back, Mike.
A pleasure, Neil. Thanks for having me.
Well, for those who aren't familiar with you, give us a little bit of your background.
Yeah, sure. I'm a physician by training, actually a nephrologist, trained at Penn on faculty at the University of Pennsylvania for a number of years, and then joined Eli Lilly and Company. Spent 20 years at Lilly as a clinical research physician, and then led some different components, cardiovascular therapeutic area, the global regulatory affairs area, and then led our incubator, our Chorus component that was a lean to proof of concept accelerator for identifying proof of concept clinical data that defined the value proposition for new products coming out of the discovery labs. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Neil Bodick and I took early retirement from Lilly and built on that model and used that as a foundation for Flexion Therapeutics. And since that time, the company has morphed into a company that's developing local therapies for musculoskeletal disease. So that's me and us in a nutshell.
Is this a recently FDA-approved drug that we're going to talk about today, Zilretta?
Zilretta was approved in October of 2017 and launched shortly thereafter. So it's still, relatively speaking, it's been completed.
What condition is Zilretta approved to treat?
It's approved to treat pain associated with knee osteoarthritis. Osteoarthritis is, just to kind of pull up here for a second, Neil, osteoarthritis is the most common form of arthritis. It's also referred to as degenerative joint disease. It is seen as a wear and tear phenomenon. Knee osteoarthritis affects 15 million patients in the U.S. And it's a progressive disease which involves breakdown of the cartilage in the joint and inflammation that probably drives progression of disease. And 50% of people who are diagnosed with knee osteoarthritis will in their lifetime undergo knee replacement, which is the kind of the final therapeutic option when you've exhausted your other options. And people get their knees replaced because of pain refractory to available therapeutics, not because they have an x-ray that shows this or that or an MRI that shows this or that. It's really a response to continuing symptoms. And those symptoms can be so severe that as many as 40% of patients with knee osteoarthritis are treated with opioids. So we're non-opioid treatments for osteoarthritis, and Zilretta is an example of that. I'm happy to tell you about that product.
Now, osteoarthritis does affect many other joints other than the knee. Is Zilretta strictly for knee pain? And how is it administered when it is administered to the knee?
Yes. Great questions. Currently approved for knee alone. We intend to evaluate it in shoulder also. Shoulder osteoarthritis can be a big problem, and it's administered as an injection into the knee in a doctor's office by a healthcare professional. There are 5 million patients each year in the U.S. who get knee injections for osteoarthritis knee pain, and when you multiply the number of patients by the average number of injections they get in the course of a year, that comes out to close to 8 million injections are done each year in the U.S. And before Zilretta, the only options were steroids, commonly referred to as a class as cortisone. There are different kinds of steroids underneath that. But those are powerful anti-inflammatories, but none are formulated for sustained release in the joint. So they get injected and they suppress the inflammation and they relieve pain. But because the drug washes out of the joint so quickly, a matter of hours to days, the pain relief that one gets with a steroid injection is typically lasts in the order of 2 to 6 weeks. And Zoretta was born of the idea that if we could take a commonly injected steroid and formulate it in a way that would allow it to be slowly released in the joint so that you had therapeutic concentrations, effective concentrations in the joint for at least 3 months, that would address the issue of waning efficacy of the other, of the rest of the steroids. And, you know, you might think, well, what's the big deal? If someone has pain relief from a regular steroid for 4 weeks, then why don't you just get another injection? Well, the issue is, by convention, steroids are not injected any more often than every 3 months, because there's some anecdotal literature to suggest that injecting too frequently, like weekly, can cause joint damage. So the medical community has embraced the standard of not more often than every 3 months. So if you get an immediate release steroid, you get good pain relief, and the pain returns in 4 weeks. You go back to your physician, say, I'm ready for my next injection, and are told to come back in 2 months. That's not a very satisfying experience. So there was a very clear unmet medical need associated with steroids. That's why we developed Zoretta, to achieve durable pain relief for at least 3 months. And what our clinical trials have demonstrated is that not only do we get longer pain relief for at least 3 to 4 months, but on osteoarthritis specific measures of pain and stiffness and function, we get better, substantially better efficacy than seen with the immediate release steroids. And those are in head-to-head clinical trials. So that's been very gratifying for us. And when we launched with, as you might imagine, a lot of enthusiasm for the potential of this product to make a real difference for patients. Stories we've heard from grateful patients indicating, and often their letter or email or call to us begins with, Zoretta gave me my life back, because for the first years, I can do whatever physical activity you might imagine. And that's central to me having a high quality of life.
What about renal function? Does Zoretta have any of the effects in that area that steroids have been suggested to have?
Well, steroids in general do not have much in the way of effect on the kidney. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, so-called NSAIDs, do. And steroids are a different class. So no, simple answer, Neil, is no.
Okay. You talked about patients being happy about the results. Let's talk about the results overall. I understand that there were some very exciting third quarter reports financially.
Absolutely. Well, we, you know, because as I mentioned, Neil, this product is injected in an office by a healthcare professional. Mm-hmm. So it won't surprise you to learn that when COVID hit, and the numbers of offices that were fully closed and the rest were at least partially closed, the patient flow was so compromised that the number of Zoretta injections fell substantially. And I'll put this all in the context of what's in the public domain. In the first quarter of this year, we did $20.1 million of sales of Zoretta. And when COVID hit, our number of weekly injections of Zoretta went from around 3,000 to 3,500 down to 600.
Wow.
It was a precipitous decline. That was the nadir. Subsequently, week over week, we saw growth. And by June, we had one of our best months ever. And when we announced our Q2 results, the Wall Street was expecting sales of about $10 million, and we had done sales of about $15.5 million. A decrease in the first quarter, but clearly well beyond what expectations were. And we just pre-announced our sales for Q3, and again, the Wall Street had expectations of just over $20 million, and we announced $23.6 million. So nicely exceeding what expectations were, and over 50% growth from Q2. So we're pleased with that. We think that there is still substantial potential beyond where we are today, and we're proceeding with great enthusiasm and confidence that Zilretta will be getting to more and more patients who can benefit from it.
Mike, give us a website where we can go and learn more about Flexion Therapeutics and Zilretta.
Sure. It's www.flexiontherapeutics.com. That's FLEXIONTHERAPEUTICS.com. Right. It's a website that, in addition, that's the company website. I should point out that there is a Zilretta-specific website for patients, Zilretta.com, Zilretta.com. And for physicians, ZilrettaPro.com. So there's a nice breadth of website availability that can help inform people. And the website for patients is, in my humble opinion, highly educational and can facilitate patients finding physicians who are practiced in the art of injecting Zilretta and know that product in great detail.
Mike, always a pleasure speaking with you. Looking forward to our next conversation. Thanks.
Neil, looking forward to it too. Can't wait to come back.
You've been listening to Health Professional Radio. I'm your host, Neil Howard, in conversation with Dr. Mike Klayman. Audio copies of this program are available at hpr.fm and healthprofessionalradio.com.au.